I don't know if it's been 25 or 30 years ago when I first heard Zola Levitt talk about the marriage of a Jewish couple and how that related to the coming of the Lord. When I listened to that, and then I read a lot about it, he's the one who got me started studying about the feasts, because we never talked about them in the Baptist church that I was a member of. In fact, I had a pastor that was my pastor in the Baptist church up here in Justin years ago, and after I learned about this when I was over at Lakeland, I moved out here to Justin. One day, this man, he had a PhD from the seminary, and he was our pastor. And one day, I just happened to talk to him about Rosh Hashanah. And I said, isn't it wonderful what happens in the seven feasts of the Lord? He said, what are you talking about? I said, you don't know what the seven feasts of the Lord are? He says, no, never heard of them. I said, don't you have a PhD from the seminary? He said, yes, I do. I said, what do they teach you down there? Obviously not the Word of God. You know, I would think that if you had a PhD, you ought to have at least been through the entire Bible from Genesis to Revelation at least once. But he'd never heard of the seven feasts of the Lord. And I thought, wow, that triggered me to study the Word of God more in depth. I'll tell you that from the time I learned about Rosh Hashanah, I believed from that year that that could be the coming of the Lord. And I have been looking for the coming of the Lord. In fact, I remember in 92, whenever we got our new house over here, I had worked for 5 years building this home for my family. When I got it ready, we moved in it in 92. And it was just about Rosh Hashanah. And I was sitting out there on the front porch in my swing, and I was looking up at the sky. And I told my wife at the time, which was Betty, you know, she was a woman I married, you know, out of high school. And I told her, I said, you know, wouldn't it be awesome if this year the Lord were to come, the rapture? Wouldn't it be wonderful? And of course, she wasn't where I was in my spiritual walk. And so she said, well, wouldn't that make you feel a little bit cheated? I said, what do you mean? She said, you worked all these years to build this house for me and the children, and said, we just moved into it. Don't you want to enjoy it for a few years? I told her, I said, you know, honey, the house God has prepared me in heaven is going to make this one look like a shack out on the back 40. You know, I said, and I said, no, I would not feel cheated at all. I feel grateful that he's given me the time and the wisdom and the knowledge to build this. So if we only get to enjoy it a few days, it'll still be wonderful. Years have come and went. You know, this is 2012, you know, and so now then, the longer and the further I go in my walk with God, the more I realize the closeness of the coming of the Lord. Not a whole lot means a whole lot to me anymore. I hope y'all understand where I'm coming from. I mean, used to, I had to put in 14 hours every day or I wasn't happy. I had to accomplish certain things or I wasn't happy. Today, I just do what I can get done in a day and then just press on. But the main thing I want to do, I want to make sure that I really learn more about God's Word, because I believe that His return is so close. I mean, you know, yeah, Cheryl asked me this last night. She said, well, how close? I said, well, I don't know. She said, you think He's coming this next year? I said, I don't know. He can come anytime, and He can come for any one of us at any time. I will say everybody's going to get a personal rapture, you know, whether we get it all at the same time or we get it one-on-one, you know, so I know He is coming. But the coming of the Lord is very close, and there's a lot of people out there who don't know Jesus. We really need to get off of our backside and be doing something for Jesus. You know, get in your book and learn who you are this year, because I'm telling you, we don't have many years left. And we need to make the biggest impact beginning this year. We need to make a New Year's resolution, just like I did years ago. I mean, I remember a pastor one day asked me, he said, let's make a New Year's resolution. I said, okay, what should we do? He said, let's make a resolution. Let's just say, Lord, let's write this down. Father, in the name of Jesus, I will do my best to lead blank number of people to Jesus this next year. I thought, well, I ain't never led one to Jesus. So if I put one down there, that's going to be one more than I've ever led. Now, I'm a deacon and a Sunday school teacher in a Baptist church, and I ain't never prayed for the sick. I ain't never cast a demon out. I ain't never seen nobody saved or healed or nothing. Now, am I very much of a Christian? Not much. Only in word only. That's where I live a lot of years of my life. So I done something that was dangerous. I said, Father, in Jesus' name, when I read through this and get to that blank space, give me a number to put down there. And so when I got to that place, I wrote down 10, and I wrote it down in ink. And then I backed off and looked at this, and I thought, what have I done? Now, I've been a Christian since I was 11. I've been in church all my life, and I have never led anybody to Jesus, not one. And I think that in this next year, I'm going to lead 10 to Jesus. You think about jumping off the deep end? Is that jumping off the deep end? Yeah. I mean, if you ain't never led one, and you're going to do 10? And so I prayed and asked the Lord to give me those 10 souls that year. It was an awesome story with every one of them. That year, I saw exactly 10 people come into the kingdom of God for the first time in my life. I led people to Jesus. So I realized what I had done. I had prayed and asked the Lord to do this through me. And so the next year, I made myself a new resolution. I said, I'm not going to ask you to give me 10 souls this year, Lord. I'm going to ask you to use me for your glory. If it's one or a million or 10 billion, I could care less. I just want to be used of you for your glory this next year. And I've prayed that, and just like this year, Lord, I want you to use me this year for your glory. If the Lord comes this year, that's okay. You know, if he don't come this year, then I'm going to have another one next year. And if I don't come next year, I'm going to have another one the next year. I don't know when he's coming, but I tell you what, I want to be about the king's business when he comes. Do you realize that when God made the heavens and the earth, that he made it in 6 days and rested on the seventh, and then, of course, he give man 6 days or to 6 years or 6,000 years to work. And we've had those 6,000. You know, we had 2,000 years, you know, the first go around, then 2,000 till Jesus come again. And then from Jesus till now, we've had another 2,000 years. So I don't exactly know on the calendar because there's too many calendars. But I do know that when you look at this, we have had really close to 6,000 years of history. You know, some people say we're 20 years off. Some people say we're 14 years off. Some people say we're 7 years off. Some people say we're 27 years off. I don't know how many years off we are, but when you figure 6,000 versus even if it's up to 20 or 30, that's not very many left, is it? And they're not far off. They may not be off at all. Somebody may be right on. I don't know. Because God did say he would reveal these things to us. And he said, just like he said, we are not children of darkness. He said, now the world won't know when this is going to happen. The Lord tells us what to do, and he's coming again. He's coming again soon. And so I just want to challenge you to make a resolution that's spiritual this year, not one that's worldly. Don't say, Lord, I want a bigger house. I want a bigger, nicer car. Forget that. You ain't going to need none of it, probably. In fact, I was listening to a man that I deal with. He said the average mortgage on the home that the average 65-year-old owns today, they have a $71,000 debt on their house. That's average. If you're over 65, he said the average person over 65 still owes $71,000 on a home. Well, I'll tell you what, I'm obviously not average. I haven't owed a penny on a house in I don't even know how many years. When I built that house over there, I built it and moved into it in 1992. I built that house debt-free. I never borrowed one single penny. I saved the money first and built it. And every time I buy a car or a pickup or anything I have to have for what I do, I never borrow money to do it. I either get the money first or I don't do it. I just don't do it. I have no debt, none whatsoever. By not having a debt, you have money that you can help people that are in need with. And, of course, unfortunately, there's a lot of those out there. A lot of them. I know. I've had a lot of people. I've never had so many people this year contact me that wanted money, that needed a house payment paid or a car payment or whatever. I've never had as many as I've had this year. It's amazing the number of people. You know why? Because they're not walking with God. If they're in the Word, spending time with the Lord in His Word, His word cannot return to him void. If you're in his word, obeying him, and you're tithing, and you're walking in love, and doing everything God says, I guarantee he's going to bless you and your family. He promises in his word. It can't fail. When people say, well, you know, I'm not blessed, well, I say, what kind of sin are you living in? People don't like to hear that, but I'm sorry, that's just the way it is. God said, if you obey me and do what I say, he said, you'll be the lender, not the borrower. The blessings of Abraham are going to come upon us. I'm going to show you the freedom you have and everything. This year, we need to make it a goal. We got a lot of people in America. that don't know Jesus, and they're every nationality in the world. You know, they don't know Jesus. But we need to make it a point this year. We need to make a resolution that I will do better this year at telling more people about the Lord Jesus Christ than I did this last year. I want to talk to people about Jesus. I want to make an impact. And when Jesus comes back, I know everybody wants to hear this. If the King were to come this year, next year, or the next, or whenever it is, and He's coming, it is not too far off, folks. I'll tell you, it's not too far off. It can't be many years off. Like I say, even if it's 20 years off, when you consider 6,000 years of history, what's 20 years out of 6,000? That's a drop in the bucket. And so what if it's 5 years? What if it's this year? And for some of us, it might be this year. You all know what I'm talking about? Because He's going to come for some of us in death. When He takes us home, that day that my wife and my 24-year-old daughter got in the car and drove off, I thought I had a long time too. But I didn't realize that before that day was over, that both of them would be in eternity together. See, Amanda, she was the one that when I used to say, honey, this could be the year that Rosh Hashanah brings Jesus Christ back. And she said, well, Daddy, I'm not ready for Him to come back yet. I said, why? She said, well, Dad, back in those days, I'm 16, I'm 17. You know, I want to get married. I want to have my own family. You know, I want to live. So I don't want to go home. Well, she did get married and she did have a one child. But then at 24 years of age, she did go home. If you'd asked me back in those days, do you think you will bury your daughter? I would have said, absolutely not. You know, I mean, she'll put me away. I'd never dreamed that 10 years, almost 11 now, years would come and go, and I'm still here, and they've been in eternity for 10 years. Isn't it unbelievable how fast time goes by? But it's going to happen for all of us, you know. I have sat on airplanes, and I've been in elevators, I've been in hallways, I've been in restaurants. I've met people all over this world, and I've traveled all over the world. And in America, it's just as bad, if not worse. And I ask a person, one day when you stand before the Lord Jesus Christ in judgment, and He says, should I let you in my heaven? What are you going to say? They're going to say, well, I hope I've been a decent guy. I mean, I hope my good works outweigh my bad work. I said, that ain't going to get you in.
You have been listening to Thurman Scrivener of the Living Savior Ministries. We are going to stop right here for today, but we will return on our next scheduled broadcast with more teaching. If you would like today's broadcast in its entirety, entitled New Year's Resolution, Use Me for Your Glory, or you would like any other Living Savior Ministries teachings on CD or DVD, we will be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's area code 940-242-2106. You can also listen to any of the Living Savior Ministries teachings online or order them free and postpaid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website at www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus.